The other names, Sam Stosur.
Wow.
In 2016.
Oh, and Schiavone.
No.
No?
1974.
Oh.
A lady called Helga Mastoff. Does that ring a bell?
Well, no. Where was she from?
I don't know.
Check, no.
That's
hopefully. Oh, that's a long
listening.
Forehand cross court from the racket of Pavlyuchenkova now. And that is typically of the wind carrying that ball. You're going to have to put a little more topspin on that side. Five and four stir from the forehand each in this match. It's 15-30, 5-all. Pavlyuchenkova serving here.
And Max, could you tell us, please, where Helga Mastoff comes or came from? Morning to Mari, who's just been in touch. Backhand return, high, deep from Mukova. She's onto her backhand again, to the backhand side of Pavlyuchenkova, who nets.
Just not moving well. Just not moving her feet to get ready on that ball. And she was a little bit jammed again on her backhand, netting that backhand really kind of like middle of the net. So
another break of serve coming up here, it seems. 15-40, yeah. Pavlyuchenkova's got her back to her opponent again. Trying to steady herself, playing with her ponytail, which is just floating around in the breeze. Bounces the ball. Mukova waits, swaying behind her baseline, and watches as that first serve misses the box by quite a distance as Pavlyuchenkova looks to go down the middle. Two ball boys jump out. One of them gets it. They return to their positions.
Wow, you get excited about the ball boys. All of a sudden, what happened
good.
To you?
They're so good. It's
they
a double
so
fault from
oh,
Pavlyuchenkova. She's gone long with the second serve. She's been broken again. Her second double fault of the set. And shortly, Mukova will again serve for the set, this time at 6-5. But of course, there are no guarantees at the moment when you have the balls in your hand. Marie says, Sophie and Marcus, thank you for the early chuckles. I'm still in bed. What?
Oh, lucky you.
Well, it's 5:50 a.m.
Oh, where is Mary?
St. Kitts.
Oh, yeah. St. Kitts. I'd love to be in St. Kitts right now, would you?
Yes, I would.
Well, actually, we have a pretty good life here.
Yeah, but I...
St. Kitts.
Right now, I'd like to be here, but I wouldn't mind knowing that I was going to St. Kitts next.
That would be really nice.
And
I agree.
Murray is rooting
Enjoy your morning.
She's rooting for Mukova, but says that Pavlyuchenkova is a very tricky opponent. Absolutely right. Well, I tell you what. Mary, just lie in bed, stay with us, maybe go and get yourself a cup of tea, whatever you fancy, and just let the morning unfold. And if you're thinking of getting out of bed after this match, well, think again, because we're going to have this fascinating battle between Alina Svitolina and Arina Sabalenka, where so much going on around that contest. And if you're thinking of getting out of bed after that, no, because Novak Djokovic will be on court against Karen Khachanov, then maybe you could go for a little walk, get back in plenty of time for the night match between Carlos Alcaraz and Stefanos Tsitsipas.
That's going to be some sparks tonight, I think.
Hopefully it'll be a bit closer than last night's disappointment. I mean, Grigor Dimitrov just didn't post.
No. It's unfortunate because what a run he had here. Something unexpected for sure.
Yep.
Not sure many people would have seen him coming to that stage in Paris this year at Roland Garros. All right, here we go. 4-5-6-5. Mukova serving.
Can she get it done this time? Well, she's coming in behind a serve, and she went the wrong way with her plus one. Pavlyuchenkova was coming back across the court. I thought she was going to go back behind her. She actually guided the ball to where the Russian was, but she netted nonetheless. So first point to Mukova.
She went the wrong way.
She really did.
I don't think she was looking. She had to look at the ball when, you know, the anticipation of the other player was there. That is what happened, really.
No, but out of the corner of your
eye. No, you can't see it. I'm telling you, when you focus on that ball. Obviously, it's your first day playing tennis. Have you played tennis lately? Do you play tennis?
To a very low level.
Yeah, but that's the reason why you thought you...
Thank you for highlighting that.
Well, you're very welcome.
I mean, come on, she was at the net.
I played this game. I'm telling you, she was just not going to just where she was. It just happened that her head was watching the ball when Pavlyuchenkova was anticipating very well. Long exchange from the baseline, back and forth, and it is once again with pushing Pavlyuchenkova, who you feel, since the beginning of this match, has very little left in the tank.
And you know I will always bow to your tennis expertise. That is why you are here, to give us the nuts and bolts of what is happening and why it's happening. And you can correct me whenever it's appropriate. So 30 love, 6-5. It looks as though maybe Mukova is going to get it done on this service game. She's now serving to the backhand of Pavlyuchenkova. A deep return. Oh, and just as I've said that, Mukova flies long on her forehand side.
I'm telling you, it's hard to control from that side. The wind is behind you. If you don't put enough topspin on that ball, and they are not enough putting enough of it from that side, it just flies. It carries, and keeps carrying. And we've seen a lot more unforced error from that side deep.
Helga Mastoff is German. Thank you, Max. Reached the final here in 1970.
I thought it was 74.
Well, no, but she also reached the final in 1970. Forehand cross-court from Pavlyuchenkova. Forehand down the middle of the court from Mukova, who now slices on her backhand right onto Pavlyuchenkova's baseline. Forehand at the stretch, down the line. Winner, Mukova! Set points.
Huge point from both players, but it was Mukova who went behind Pavlyuchenkova with a striking forehand. That went really fast through the air. And guess what? Mukova is getting where she wants to be with two set points. 6-5, 40-15, serving on the deuce side. The crowd is getting to try to give a little love to Pavlyuchenkova.
4 minutes shy of the hour mark. Mukova with the first of these set points. She's ready, and she serves. Oh, it's a great serve. Flew up straight at Pavlyuchenkova, who couldn't control her backhand return. It lands wide, and Mukova lands the first heavy blow in this quarterfinal. She's taken a first set that, well, it had a lot of twists and turns and ebbs and flows and all those sorts of things, but Mukova has got it done by 7-5. And Melika Martinez and Perez have taken the first set against Buzkova and Cerebes Tormo by 7-5 in that women's doubles match on court. Suzanne Longlen and Kulhoff and Skupski have broken back against Granollers and Zabios in the men's doubles match on court. Simon Mathieu, Granollers and Zabios taking the first set by 6-3. Them on serve at the moment at 2-3 in the second. And just to complete that story, Helga Mastoff, German, reached the Roland Garros final in 1970, lost to Margaret Court, also reached the semi-finals in 1974 at the age of 32.
Well, thank you for all this really in-depth information.
Keep your tweets coming at @radio_RG, @radio_RG. And you can email as well, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio@fft.fr. It looks to me as though, yes, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova has gone off court.
She did. She's taking a comfort break, which probably needs to get herself, you know, pumped up to try to do the almost impossible, I think, right now, unless she's really able to hit and win points very quickly in this match. I think physically she's a bit spent, which,
well,
makes sense.
You made the point. She's had to play an awful lot of tennis just to get this far. In terms of the draw itself, of course, the winner of this match will play the winner of the one to follow between Svitolina and Sabalenka. Other half of the draw sets us up tomorrow with Iga Swiatek against Coco Gauff. That's a repeat of the final from last year, of which Coco does not have fond memories. And Beatriz Haddad Maia, having become the first Brazilian woman to reach the quarterfinals here since Maria Bueno in, was it 1968, I think? She's up against Ons Jabeur, who, it's probably fair to say, Sophie hasn't been at her best, but is where she wants to be in the quarterfinals, and I guess we'll start as a favourite against Haddad Maia tomorrow.
Well, let's put it this way. She's, every match is getting better, and that's what's counting. And she probably has the one with the less physicality problems in a way, because she hasn't played that much tennis, but then is coming back from injuries. So, you know, didn't have many match play to come into Roland Garros this year. But you know what? It might be a good recipe for her to go all the way for her first major Grand Slam, which she's chasing. We know she reached two finals and came with, unfortunately, a little short on both of them. But, you know, clay, she can play on all the surfaces. But I think clay with the drop shot, the way she's hitting it, that slice, backhand, cross-court, drop shot has been surreal from her and Alcaraz. Very similar. where players run to it and almost land into the chair umpire, which I've been saying, we need to get that chair further back.
Yeah,
I mean, one of those players is going to slide and end up being right in there. It's so dangerous. And the chair has really room to set back a little bit. I'm not sure why they're not doing this. Also, when players are pushed cross-court, it actually stops them from really using sometimes the around-the-post shot. So it's right on the way.
Actually, yeah, especially on a huge court like this, you could easily push that chair back a couple of meters. And the umpire would still have a terrific view.
Oh, yeah, that's not changing the view of the umpire at all. Has tons of help, as you can hear. They're back on courts. Pavlyuchenkova will be serving from the far side, the side near the presidential box,
which is pretty empty at the moment. Forehand from Pavlyuchenkova. Now she's onto her backhand down the middle of the court to the forehand side of Mukova, who's got a slightly shorter ball to attack. She goes for the inside-out forehand and she misses.
Well, proving me wrong here on the first rally, which was at least four or five shots, and it is Pavlyuchenkova winning that point.
You can always rely on a slightly off-the-wall email from House Cleaner, who's been in touch. Do bring anything to our attention that you consider appropriate. Maybe this is not entirely appropriate to what we're watching, but I'll read it out anyway, because it's a quietish start to the day. We've got this one singles match, lots of doubles, and you double fault there from Pavlyuchenkova. And of course, you can keep up to date with all the scores, results, draws, interviews, previews, whatever you might need, either on the website or via the app. And of course, the app is the easiest way to keep in touch with us. You just press the little button top left of the screen, and wherever you go, we can go with you. Backhand return off balance from Mukova, but it was a good one, and it forces an error with Pavlyuchenkova's plus one, and she goes to 15:30. 4 a.m. and weather 49 degrees where House Cleaner is. I've forgotten where you are, House Cleaner, which is very rude of me. Yesterday I asked, what is the weirdest flavor of cheese you have tried? And what did it taste like?
Weirdest flavor? Flavor.
And he finished off by saying, oh, and please remind Simple Simon to read the whole email. Well, hang on. Simple Simon. Oh, look at this.
Oh,
there's an exchange in the forecourt between the two.
So rarely do you see two players at the net in singles, but they were going back to back. And again, the battle was won by Mukova. Just sharper in this match, as we see again the body language from Pavlyuchenkova, looking down, being very quiet after this point. Just trying to take her time and recover, as she has 9 seconds now to serve. 6-5 on time.
Yeah, well, too many break points that Pavlyuchenkova has had to deal with. Onto the backhand now, cross court to the driven backhand of Mukova. She's coming in with a forehand volley. Up goes the lob from Pavlyuchenkova. It's long, and she's been broken right at the start of the second set.
Yeah, this is not at all what Pavlyuchenkova wanted to start with the second set. It's going to be a very difficult mountain to climb right now for the Russian.
And two things, House Cleaner. Simple Simon is a brilliant broadcaster and journalist, and he's written a book, in case you hadn't heard. And if you think I'm Simple Simon, you're wrong. I'm Muddled Marcus. Marcus Buckland here with Sophie Amiak for the first couple of hours of the day. We'll have coverage throughout, as is the case every day, from 11 o'clock in the morning through until the last ball has been hit in anger, at whatever time that might be. Max is off now, having given us plenty of stats for the morning. He's off to see his sister. It's her birthday. I did mention the seven players from the Czech Republic who've made it through to the semi-finals here at Roland Garros since 1990. They are, and of course, Mukova is hoping to add her name to the list, Krejcikova, Kvitova, Novotna, Karolina Pliskova, Safarova, Vidasova, and Vondrousova.
Vondrousova.
An amazing production line that the Czechs have just continue to churn out. I don't know what the magic is.
0-0.
That's a magical return from Pavlyuchenkova. First point of the second game of this second set on the Mukova serve. Fourth forehand winner for Pavlyuchenkova. Filip Chatrier just starting to fill up now. I'd say it's only about a third full at the moment on this lovely sunny day with the breeze just making conditions manageable. Hour and 4 minutes they've been out on court for this first match. As Mukova serves to the backhand of Pavlyuchenkova, who floats a deep return. Forehand cross court from Mukova, who goes back across court again and back behind Pavlyuchenkova, who was regaining her position behind the baseline in the center of the court.
Cancel.
I think it's fair to say that Mukova did see her moving on that occasion, Sophie, and went back behind her. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. Just when actually Pavlyuchenkova hit that shot, she said she was going to hit behind her no matter what.
Yes, but had Pavlyuchenkova stayed out on that side?
She didn't see. She's not. There's no time to see. You have to pick your target. As soon as the ball leaves the racket of your opponent, you're already picking your target of where you're going to go on the next shot, knowing where it's coming from.
But hang on, Soph. We sometimes talk about how cleverly a player just delays their shot for a moment, sees where the opponent is going, and then deliberately goes back behind them as Pavlyuchenkova goes wide
with
the backhand.
That's when you have time. There was no time on that shot. That ball was coming way too fast from the racket of Pavlyuchenkova for Mukova to have time to go to this all process. So she picked her target when Pavlyuchenkova hit to her forehand. She said, I'm going back cross court. And it happened that actually Pavlyuchenkova was already anticipating to the other side. I'm very sorry, Marcus.
You're giving me a hard time this morning. That's fine. Backhand return now from Pavlyuchenkova. Slice on the backhand side from Mukova. In comes Pavlyuchenkova. She's at the net. She's going to get past. Down the line. Simple as you like for Mukova.
45.
What are you doing now? Ripping up tissues.
I'm ready to cry. You're making me cry.
Well, I think Pavlyuchenkova might start crying soon here because not looking good. But let's not forget that Mertens match a couple of days ago where she was in a similar situation. Found a second wind. Mukova hasn't found a first serve there.
Well, the thing is, Mukova is just playing now a lot more relaxed, so it's going to be only more difficult, because once you relax, you start playing more.
That's a better return from Pavlyuchenkova. Then she comes in and she slams her volley into the net, and she bends over in front of the net, looks at the ground, bemoans her misfortune, her misjudgment there, and the fact that having lost the first set by 7-5, she is a breakdown at the start of the second and now serving at love 2.
You know, another thing about Coco Gauff is that she's playing singles on doubles, still in the doubles, and they had a really tough match against Kostyuk and Rouge. 6-7, 6-4, 6-2 in that one. I'm telling you, this is going to leave some marks on Coco Gauff. It's going to be really hard against Świątek, who herself is just cruising through and
0-5.
Having barely spent any time on court.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that might prove to be a disadvantage for her, possibly.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's playing the tennis she's played when she won twice here. I think she's more beatable than in the past years. But, you know, you look at also the rest of the field, and I'll be shocked if Coco can go through. But, you know, I've been shocked before, and I've been so wrong before, as we all know.
Yes.
No, you don't need to agree. That's fine for me to tell.
Very occasionally you get things wrong, Sophie. Like me. You know, we're humans. We are fallible. Pavlyuchenkova, love 15, and a second serve from this near end with her back to us. And she serves the backhand of Mukova. Backhand cross-court from Pavlyuchenkova, who will now play a forehand cross-court. So too will Mukova on the stretch. Pavlyuchenkova gets the ball back into play, and then Mukova trying to go cross-court on the backhand side. Nets, hello to Red Sox, once again from Perth, Australia. Cancel. Muddled Marcus, he says. And he's managed to remember a lot of my errors. Never mind pronunciations, Liberians and librarians, incorrect flaws. If you remember last year, there were a few issues about getting out of the lift in the hotel on the right floor, which led to opening the wrong door, or at least banging on the wrong door. Have I mistaken a radio for a dog? I'm becoming, he says, the new Benny Hill. And we absolutely love it. Do you know who Benny Hill?
Oh, yes, I do.
Did he make you laugh, Benny Hill?
Oh, yes, he did.
Was that a time violation?
Yes, she just got it. Well, I mean, she's just trying to take any time she has, but it's time violation for Pavlyuchenkova. Sure enough, at 15-all here, Love two.
Serving now to the backhand of Bakova. Serve. Well, it was worth waiting.
Yeah, great serve down the tee from Pavlyuchenkova, going 174 kilometers per hour.
Red Sox says that Karolina is the best women's player to watch. He describes her as Hingis-esque, mobile chess. Forehand reply, clips the top of the tape. Pavlyuchenkova waits for it, goes cross-court on her forehand. Now she's playing a backhand. Stretch on the forehand side from Mukova. Good depth from her. She's having to defend again. High ball. In comes Pavlyuchenkova, drive volley. Mukova gets to that. Another high ball, but it's going to fail to make the net. Better, more positive play from Pavlyuchenkova there.
Yeah, I love the fact that she came forward. She's 50% when winning, when coming forward. 6 out of 12 points won, I believe, at the net. And then again, no.
40-15. Something about the stats that are
so wrong
concerning Sophie.
I will find out for you. I have
now,
another
now
place.
Having a go at the official stats.
Yeah, well,
having blitzed me.
You know, the stats is that the point that they won going forward is 28 out of 54 for for Muhova, right?
Yeah.
No, it is 6 out of 12 and 10 out of 12 for Muhova. That's what it is.
You happy with that?
I am.
Good.
That's correct.
Okay. Back we go then. Pavlyuchenkova, 40-30, looking to get on the board at the start of the second set, having gone a breakdown. Drop shot from Mukova. Can Pavlyuchenkova get there? No. Double bounce.
Well, you know, it is the right play. It's the smart play to get Pavlyuchenkova on the run. I mean, she is gingerly walking back to get the ball. I mean, it's pretty amazing how you can tell that everything must be hurting so much right now. I mean, they try to do, you know, recuperation by cryotherapy. That's what Jabeur was saying that she was doing, because they have that here in Paris. But still, and it's amazing what it does, though. It does wonder, but there was a lot of tennis played. A drop shot winner from the bracket of Pavlyuchenkova. That's the way to shorten the point and a chance here to get on the board here.
Lovely backhand drop shot with her plus one.
See, she's taking a lot of risk to do this, but, you know, I guess that's by taking risk that you become a champion.
Serves. An ace down the middle.
Excellent end of game for her. The first ace of the match, and she holds here. Still a break deficit for Pavlyuchenkova. Will be now Muhova serving at 2-1. The sets are already in our pocket.
The Empress has decreed that there will be no more film-related tennis titles, but we'll just sneak this one through as the players in action at the moment. John suggests Mukova do about nothing, which is pretty good. That's John in Sweden.
That is pretty good.
Now Rendrin says, why doesn't Sophie do ball by ball commentary, and why isn't Marcus speaking in his Clint Eastwood voice this year? Well, on that one, I was so abused by my brilliant Arnold Schwarzenegger impression that the Empress has also decreed should never be played again, that I think they've deleted both that and the Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, make my day. And Sophie does sometimes do ball-by-ball commentary, but the...
It's not that good.
But it's very, very good.
That's the problem.
But the chosen style in radio tennis broadcasting is that you get someone who can speak relatively coherently, who tries not to make too many mistakes, and then Sophie, in between the points, can give us the detailed insights as to why a player has done this and that, etc., etc. And I think that's the best way to do it. Keep your tweets coming. Max is gone, so we'll be short on stats for a while. But we won't be short on drama with that match between Marina Sabalenka and Alina Svitolina waiting in the wings. They've met twice before. Head-to-head stands at one apiece. Novak later, Carlos Alcaraz tonight against Stefanos Tsitsipas. And lots of doubles action and junior action on all the other courts as the first point of this fourth game of the second set sees Pavlyuchenkova go long with a forehand service return. She lost the first set here, 7-5. She's a breakdown to Karolina Mukova at the start of the second. If you are just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on where you are, I'm Marcus Buckland alongside Sophie Amiot. We've been watching this match for an hour and 14 minutes under bright blue Parisian skies. The breeze is there, as it has been throughout the fortnight, causing a few issues for the players on these bone-dry clay courts. I note that Saturday could have some rain, so perhaps the roof will be called into action come the weekend. We shall see. Inside out forehand, terrific from Rukova with her plus one shot.
Just too good. She's just, once again, all she needs to do right now is just hold to take this match, and she knows it very well with the wind here. 2-1-30 love, break ahead.
Some love for Sophie from Faith. Says Sophie does her part wonderfully.
Oh, thank you so much.
Radio Roland Garros. Love hearing her insights. Deep return from Pavlyuchenkova. Now a push slice forehand from Mukova. Pavlyuchenkova's come forward and she puts away the overhead with aplomb.
And that was an invitation from Mukova, who just hit a really short ball, actually kind of decided that she was maybe going with the drop shot and then thought, nah, maybe not. And then in between, the ball landed mid-court and Pavlyuchenkova reacting very quickly to come forward. And I rarely seen Pavlyuchenkova missing an overhead in her career, just so you know. And that one was absolutely perfect. Again, coming forward to the net.
It's amazing how some players are so accomplished with that shot, and some, and Andy Murray's an example, just don't quite seem to be able to master the overhead. Missed first serve from Mukova. 2-1, 30-15. The second serve is to the backhand of Pavlyuchenkova. Backhand down the middle of the court from Mukova. Slice now on the backhand from Mukova. Pavlyuchenkova waits, plays the inside out forehand to the slice again. Now Pavlyuchenkova's coming forward with the backhand drop shot. Mukova's going to get to that. She goes up the line. And it's all too much for Pavlyuchenkova.
The movement of Mukova is so good. I mean, that was a decent drop shot. Not the best, but you saw Mukova was sliding towards that ball to get to it. And she saw that Pavlyuchenkova this time was moving forward and hit behind her, which is very behind her body.
She saw her that time.
She
did
see her moving forward, because as soon as she hit the drop shot, she moved forward as she was running towards that ball. So in her instinct, in her back of her mind, she said, I have to play a little bit deeper shot behind her body, which she did perfectly.
Yeah, it worked really well. So 40-15.
See, she had a lot more time. The time to run to the ball, the time that that ball could be slow on the drop shot, that's very different than the time that she didn't have earlier.
All right, yeah, points being made. Thank you.
Look, I'm trying to help you with your tennis.
That's very nice. I need to be educated.
Double fault.
Just when at 40-15, you think she's really back in the ascendancy. Is that just going to offer a lifeline for Pavlyuchenkova? Here comes the handshake, hand clap, whatever you want to call it.
Handshake.
We will get that at the end of this match. We won't, of course, at the end of the next one. Some interesting quotes from Daria Kazakina about that as well.
About what?
Well, she played Svitolina in the last round. Now, we already knew before the match that there would not be a handshake.
Because Svitolina and the Ukraine government's been pretty much
But Svitolina had been very complimentary about Kazakina and said that she had been, as that first serve clips the table goes wide, had been much more supportive and outspoken against the war than many of the Russians. And at the end of the match, Kazakina gave a nice little thumbs up.
Yep.
But she got booed off court.
Because the French didn't understand.
They didn't know, and she said she was so bitterly disappointed about that. She says she loves playing in Paris and she'll be back next year, but I think quite understandably she felt very wronged in that moment. Forehand return from Pavlyuchenkova. That's a good, strong return, and Mukova mishits, goes wide. Juice.
I haven't defended very much in the French crowd, especially with the Fritz match and the way that they really behaved during the match, which was horrible, which was booing the guy during the match. I mean, you just don't do this. I mean, and of course, I think Fritz was not really particularly smart with the little shush move that he did on court. But still, it doesn't really grant for the booing and the way that they booed him on the day he came back to play. I think it was ridiculous. But on that one, I have to give a little bit of a leeway for the French, as Mukova is at the net once again, finishing with a volley cross court. And from being up 40-15 to Deuce. Now she has another chance here to consolidate and keep that lead for 3-1. But when, you know, Kazatkina, see, the, first of all, the French didn't know about the whole, you know, nobody knows about the fact that the Ukrainians are not shaking hands, period, with any Belarusian and Russian right now. So first they didn't know that. So they thought that it was Kazatkina's kind of thumbs up saying, oh, yeah, you know, you don't, I don't want, you know, good for you, but I'm not shaking your hand. That's how they, because they see negative before they think about, oh, well, what could have that been? And that's what the problem was. And by that token, if you're in their position not knowing, you're like, well, why is she not shaking her hand? That's ridiculous. That's unsportsmanlike. And that's why they booed her. So the problem is that without knowledge, sometimes, you know, people react.
Backhand returns wide from Pavlyuchenkova, so Mukova's held to lead 3-1. Absolutely. That's where the sport needs to provide better communications.
I agree with you.
I wonder whether... would it be appropriate for the umpire at the start of a match like that to just explain to the crowd?
Yeah, because of, you know, the conditions of what, you know, Ukraine will not shake hands at the end of this match. I mean, yeah, I agree, because it is official. It's not something that's hidden. It's not hush-hush. We all know it, as far as the players on the tour know it. They're not getting fined for it, by the way, because normally when you don't shake your opponent's hand at the end of the match, you get fined automatically. No fine are addressed now, because of the situation. So yeah, in all, you know, I think Kazatkina didn't really understand that they didn't know.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a very fair assessment of the situation, and if the crowd didn't know, and why should they, if they haven't been told about it, then that would be their natural conclusion. So hopefully this sort of thing can be dealt with in a more open manner, and then there will be less confusion for everybody. It's Pavlyuchenkova. Well, I think she could be getting very confused again here. She's at 1-3. She's lost the first point of this fifth game of the second set. Don't forget, she's a set down to Karolina Mukova, who took the first by 7-5 after an hour and 21 minutes. Just to talk about Sabalenka, of course, we mustn't forget that she's heavily in the mix to become the new world number one as Pavlyuchenkova tries a backhand drop shot with her plus one. A further example, perhaps, of her trying to keep the points short. Maybe the exhaustion, everything that she's had to go through over the past few days really is coming home to roost now, because it was an ill-advised shot. Never got to the net, and in the blink of an eye, she's got to love 30 on her own serve as a forehand return to her feet. Now the slice on the backhand from Mukova down the middle of the court. Big forehand from Pavlyuchenkova. Likewise from Mukova, and the backhand's into the net from Pavlyuchenkova. And here are three break points for a double break. We've been here before, of course. Almost exactly the same situation as in the first set.
It's the exact same situation. She was down 3-1, love 40. So let's see if she can turn the tide again.
The body language suggests that this time she won't be able to. She serves long. Mukova just fending the ball back into the net. A ball girl appears from nowhere, grabs the ball, settles back beside the umpire's chair. The second serve is to the backhand of Mukova, who floats it long. Did you get a bit jammed up there, Sophie?
Yep, similar situation again than the first set. Back-to-back ace will be phenomenal for Pavlyuchenkova, but on that side, very difficult against the wind.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing she needs right now. A couple of cheap and easy points. Backhand return. She's not going to get a cheap and easy point. In fact, she's going to lose the point because her plus one's a forehand that she drags wide. She's been broken again. And Karolina Mukova is now on the cusp of a place in the semi-finals at Roland Garros for the first time.
Have you been listening to the Charmpire pronunciation of Mohova? Because it was Mohova. Mohova leads for 4-1. Mohova.
I thought we'd part that one, so.
Mohova, Mohova, Mohova.
I'll tell you what's good news. Our shift is going to be over.
Yep, that's good
news.
Be
over in 20 minutes.
Yep. Oh, don't have to see me until tomorrow.
Oh, you're back tomorrow, are you?
I'm so sorry. So are you. Well.
I always ask the Empress, can I be paired with Sophie?
It's funny. Your nose hit the window.
Crossing my fingers.
Your nose hit the window at that one.
I love working with
Pinocchio,
you,
Pinocchio. Your little Pinocchio. How do you say it in French?
Pinocchio.
In English. Pinocchio. You put the accent. See, in French they go, Pinocchio.
The bottom line is...
I'm going to call you Pinocchio. You actually look like a little bit of a Pinocchio.
Oh, thanks a lot.
What is a cute, cute little man?
What, you're saying I've got a big, big nose?
No, the big nose when you lie. See, that just when you lied, it just hit the window. Remember the story of Pinocchio?
Well, yes, I do.
It was all about his when he lied, his nose.
I don't remember him being a particularly good-looking fellow.
Oh, he was so cute.
Was he?
Oh, okay. He's adorable. Take a look at Pinocchio online. He's adorable.
Well, never been.
See, I'm comparing you from adorable to adorable. Should that not be enough for you?
Pinocchio.
What do you need from me? What do you want from me?
Just have a little
closer. All right, here we are. 4-1.
Oh, yeah, I suppose he is quite cute, actually.
He's adorable.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
And his nose is just fine until he starts lying, like you.
It wasn't. The beautiful thing about Radio Roland Garros is that there's not a bad person. You want to work with everyone. Lady E, charming, witty, full of puns. Simon.
15-0.
Super Simon, who wrote a book recently.
Yeah.
You know, brilliant author.
Federer, right? The book?
Yes, the Roger Federer effect. Courtney Walsh, the voice of Australian tennis. Wonderful to have him. Courtney, I always worry about getting her surname wrong.
Nguyen.
Yep. Courtney, I mean, she is the WTA. If you need to know anything about the WTA women's tennis, she has it all, and she knows her men's stuff as well. So, I mean, there's the Empress. You can't say a bad word against her. So we have, and we've got old Wiltshire. Chris Bowes' last day today. You know, 10 days is enough for him. He'll be heading into the centre of Paris for some gelidity.
No, he's doing TV. He's here doing TV. That's why he's doing the finishing of the tournament on TV. All the women's finals, semi-finals, quarters.
That's
the reason.
He's a big gun in the television world. I hope he sorted out that racket incident with Simon
really.
Yesterday.
Did he or did he not? Now, Muchova up 30 love here, 4-1.
Yeah.
This might be quickly over here. Now in 26 minutes so far.
I mean, she's fought a lot this week as Pavlyuchenkova, but this does look like Mission Impossible. Miss first serve from Muchova. Again, two ball boys sprint into action. Ultra keen. Now comes the second serve. Muchova from the far end, the president's box end. Backhand turn is...
out.
Yes, it is out. I thought it was. Muchova was standing there and actually volleyed the ball back into play, but she's signalling where the mark is. The umpire was convinced. He's come down off his chair just to have another look, and he confirms that the ball was long.
So on the live ranking, of course, Aryna Sabalenka is number one because the points came off of Iga Świątek from winning Roland Garros last year, as we are a week later here.
Yeah.
So it's interesting and fascinating, of course, to see. And Rybakina is up to number three, which...
Ace, Muchova, comfortable hold to love, extends her lead to 5-1 in the second set.
You mentioned that Pavlyuchenkova with this... amazing Roland Garros 2023. She will be moving from 333 in her ranking because of injuries. She came back with a ranking and the protected ranking here to get into the main draw, but she will be actually 112 after this match.
Still a big improvement, and if she can stay fit and hit balls like that one, it won't be long before she's back inside the world's top 100. Forceful forehand winner from Pavlyuchenkova, serving to stay in the match. At 1-5 and 15 love. Just a reminder, Sabalenka on the live rankings at number one. And having made it through to the quarterfinals, it means that Iga Świątek now has to reach at least the semi-finals to have a chance of staying at number one. Ace from Pavlyuchenkova, 30 love. So if Świątek does lose to Coco Gauff today, irrespective of what happens to Aryna Sabalenka, then Sabalenka will be the new world number one officially next Monday. But as Sophie mentioned, of course, it's a huge ask for Coco against Świątek. That first serve is just missing the centre line.
If Sabalenka loses today and Świątek loses also today,
then,
it's still
then Sabalenka is number one next week.
Because,
double fault from Pavlyuchenkova.
Yeah, because of the points,
yeah.
Of course. The amount of points that Iga is losing and the amount of points that Aryna is gaining.
Of course, if they both win... then it's going to get very exciting as we head towards...
could be very fun, actually,
a possible showdown.
Have
yeah.
them, you know, play in the final for the number one spot as well. That could be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
45.
Well, chance here to get a second game in this set with 40-15.
I noticed some of the legends are in action today. Natalie Tozier is partnering Caroline Wozniacki against Gisela Dulko and Gabriela Sabatini, the Argentinian pairing. I know that Daniela Handshakova is playing, I think not till tomorrow. Served down the middle from Pavlyuchenkova, and then she takes her time. Plays a really nice inside-out forehand right into Makova's backhand corner. Nothing she could do about that. So, a rare, comfortable hold of serve for the Russian. Maybe, just maybe a step forward in the right direction for her. But, of course, Makova is still in a wonderful position. She's going to serve for the match at 5-2, and she's got the comfort of knowing that she could also serve for the match at 5-4. But, of course, you want to get it done sooner rather than later. So, yeah, lots of greats of yesteryear will be showing what they can still do at relatively advanced years now, but some of them still so super fit. Saw Mansour Bahrami out on the forecourt earlier. I'm not sure how old Mansour. He must be into his 70s now, I would think, Sophie. I mean, the guy is an absolute genius. I'm sure most people have seen him produce some of his vast array of trick shots around the grounds. If you haven't, and you get an opportunity to go and watch Mansour Bahrami, you must take it. He's absolutely brilliant.
You said Mansour Bahrami, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He is the globetrotters of tennis. Very big story, very, you know, tough story for him because he's from Iran.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he was there, obviously he couldn't play tennis, was not allowed to get out of the country. Finally did get out of the country very late, so he had a very late career in singles. And doubles, started to play freely, you know, 10 years later than pretty much most of the players, and eventually made a great career out of it, especially in doubles. I think they win the...
I think he won the French Open near the end of his career.
Yeah, with Vinogradsky. I think they won the French here in double, the Roland Garros. And also, he's done a lot of things for tennis and the legends. He's actually the one who was organizing with Natalie Doshi the Legends Tournament here, which is a great celebration of all the players who passed player and amazing players that have come through here in Roland Garros. So it's, yeah, he's a great guy and fun guy and always got a trick in her sleeve.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
Well, good start to this game for Pavlyuchenkova. She unleashed a huge service return that's taken the first point off Makova as she serves for the match at 5-2. We know that Makova has looked at times a touch fragile on serve as well. The conditions not helping, of course, in that regard, but the way the wind just swirls up adds a little complication to proceedings. Second serve now at love 15. Forehand mishit return. Again, Pavlyuchenkova looking to stamp her authority on the point. All bounced up a little and she flashed at that one and it flew wide.
Well, we mentioned Ons Jabeur, of course, and a friend of mine is actually in a cab right now and riding and saying that, you know, our cab driver, Johai, is actually from Tunisia and loves Ons Jabeur. So hello to you and to all the Tunisians out there. What a phenomenal player Ons Jabeur is. So delighted to be able to commentate on her tennis and such a great person on and off the courts and loved by... She's probably, you know, that's why we nicknamed her, you know, Minister of Happiness.
Yes.
She's probably the most loved player on tour for men's and women's, to tell the truth.
Through to the quarterfinals here for the first time. So, going great guns. Forehand up the line from Makova. It's a winner. Clenching the fist when she saw that one just touch the line. Pavlyuchenkova powerless to do anything about that. And it takes Makova to within 2 points of a place in the semi-finals here for the first time. It'll be her second Grand Slam semi-final, having also made the last four in Australia a couple of years ago. She's ready with her back to us, and she's serving to the forehand of Pavlyuchenkova. Off forehand from her, then the forehand to the forehand side of Makova, and she isn't able to control that one. Work still to be done. 30 all, Sophie.
Well, you know what Evan Lendl said in the movie that was, in retrospect, the whole match and the whole tournament of Yannick Noah, they were honoring him. And Evan Lendl's interview said there's two things that are really the hardest thing to do. One, hold serve when you just broke. And two, the finish line. finish a match. And that's exactly what's happening with Muhova here. She's thinking. She's got to think about one point at a time. Actually, one ball at a time as she served that serve that was actually wider than the doubles alley. So that's to tell you that she's definitely thinking about, oh boy, this is huge. You got to chase all those things away.
5-2, 30 all. Second serve forehand return from Pavlyuchenko is a good one. It's dug back into play, but no, it goes long. Goes long. Mukova was rushed into that backhand shot. It floats beyond the Pavlyuchenko baseline. And here is a break back point for one of the two breaks of serve that Pavlyuchenko is having to deal with here.
And it's funny to see, like, the body language of Muhova is so stiff, so calm, as she should be, like, jumping around to get the adrenaline down and the blood flowing. She feels like she's stuck in ice right now.
30-40, backhand return is deep on the half volley from Mukova, but a big forehand from Pavlyuchenko, but Mukova's managed to get back into this point. She slides the backhand, she's coming to the net, and as she does, Pavlyuchenko nets the ball.
Well, those legs were moving on this shot and on this point for Muhova. Maybe that's our way to come down, to just go down with the pace and the movement in between points, taking her time, taking the clay off her feet. You could hear that with her racket. Now, 2 points away for Muhova.
Yeah, 2 points away again. First serve is good, one backhand return down the middle of the court. Pavlyuchenko was there with another backhand. Oh, she's missed that by a distance.
Avantage Muhova.
And that brings up the first match point for Karolina Muhova after an hour and 36 minutes. 43 in the world, bedeviled by injuries over the years, like her opponent, Pavlyuchenko, but this could be a very sweet moment in her career. She pauses. She throws up the ball. She serves into the net. Turns around immediately. Has a little look down. Gently bounces the ball three times. Now she's ready for the second serve. Goes to the backhand of Pavlyuchenko. It was a good return, and it's a miss hit on the backhand side from Mukova. Rushed into her plus one shot, and the match point comes and goes.
Was she just stuck in cement when that ball came to her? Barely moved, completely mishit that backhand. Pavlyuchenko, one of the gutsiest players. I've seen her come back from match point down many times. It's all about the energy level. Does she still has it in her?
Juice again. Backhand return from Pavlyuchenko. A slice on the backhand from Mukova. And she's on that backhand again, deep to the forehand. That was great depth from Mukova. And this time Pavlyuchenko was the player who was rushed and could do nothing on her forehand wing.
You almost feel like for Muhova to finish this match right now, she's going to have to maybe hit an ace. Why not go maybe for it in this one?
Match point number two for Karolina Muhova. The wind swirling a little bit. And
she went for it. She was trying to go to the tee as an ace.
Yeah, she did.
Missed it in the other box.
By a little bit.
Second serve.
Pavlyuchenko just steps forward a little, sways, and watches as the second serve comes to her forehand. Big return. Push back into play on the forehand side by Muhova, who goes up the line to the backhand of Pavlyuchenko, who's missed. It's gone wide. And that means that Karolina Muhova goes through to the semi-finals at Roland Garros for the first time in her career. A nice little hug at the net between the two players. But it's Mukova's day.
Karolina Muhova.
Oh, she's finally celebrating, which was absolutely zero celebration, I guess, by in respect for Pavlyuchenko, as they are good friends, and the hug at the net was showing that friendship. But now, after that, definitely went into the court with a fist and the smile especially. What a great match for her. Great tournament so far. She will play the winner of Elena Svitolina and Sabalenka, which is coming next after this match, of course, after the interview on court. That will be coming very soon, as Pavlyuchenko is just leaving the court now, thanking the crowd, waving to the crowd. fantastic to see her back at that level. She was missed. Love her game. A nice person as well.
Yes, a good step in the right direction as far as Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova is concerned, but she's been beaten after an hour and 38 minutes, 7-5, 6-2. Sophie's absolutely right. Mukova goes through to play the winner of the match that will be on court in just a few moments' time between Alina Svitolina and Irina Sabalenka. We'll bring you her on-court interview shortly with Fabrice Santoro. And, of course, the other half of the draw tomorrow, we focus on Iga Świątek and Coco Gauff and Beatrice Haddad-Meier and Ons Jabeur. Let me just tell you that on court, Suzanne Longlen, Elikar and Perez are set up against Buskova and Cerebes Tormo, and they're 5-3 up in the second. Here's Fabrice with Carolina.
Carolina, congratulations. Another great match. Another semi-final in the Grand Slam, but the first one here in Roland Garros.
Thank you very much. I don't know more what to say. It's been incredible 2 weeks, and I'm just glad I'm still in a competition. Thank you.
You played a very solid first set with break and break back, and finally won it. How important was this first set?
Very important. I think it was. Yeah. I'm glad that I didn't sort it out, and I'm glad that I was able to break her, and then I played with the wind. It was a little bit windy, so I'm very important, and I'm glad it happened that way.
I want to ask you one more question. When you came to Paris last Friday, you have the draw. When you saw in the first round you play Maria Sakkari, you said maybe, whoa, it's going to be a tough first round. And you start the tournament with a great win against Maria, a former semi-finalist. And this match gave you a lot of confidence, I guess.
Yeah, when I saw it, it was a little bit funny because we played two years in a row. I knew it's going to be very tough. We played on the same court, so it was like a deja vu. But great match. I'm happy with the way I played and how I was getting through the tournament. So it's just a great time here.
Carolina, you are the first semi-finalist qualified now, and next round you will play either Svitolina or Sabalenka. Are you the kind of player who said, I'm going to watch the match on TV, or you don't want to watch?
I don't even know. I don't know what time they play. It depends where I'm going to be. I think I'll for sure watch the match. I don't know if I will watch it live. Let's see who's going to win. And I'm sure it's going to be another great match in 2 days.
Once again, congratulations. And it's always a pleasure to see you on the court.
Merci.
Mesdames et messieurs, Carolina Mukhova, première qualifiée pour les demi-finales.
Thank you. You heard that, right? The pronunciation again?
Oh, my
Mukhova.
Goodness.
Anyway, in any case, that was a great interview. I think, you know, yes, the match against Sakkari was another time that they played each other. It was last year also they played here. And the fact that she came through that one, deja vu, it's totally in the book. But, yeah, she's playing great tennis and a very nice person on and off the court as well. It's good to see her play that well after injuries. It's always great when players are able to come back and, you know, and get a second life, which is really, you know, debilitating when you get off the court, when you're injured, when everybody keeps playing and get better. It's one thing you get, you know, rehab, you get back on the court, but players are so ahead, and that's very complicated. By the way, if she was to play Svitolina, Svitolina is 2-0 against her. Last time they played was twice in 2019. And against Sabalenka is 1-0. That was in 2019 in Zhuhai, 7-5, 7-6. A very tight score. So, you know, anything is possible for her right now. I think, especially on clay, she's really feeling it.
Yeah, and of course Sabalenka's played really well so far, but we mentioned this number one scenario, and I just wonder if Sabalenka does get through to the semi-finals, and that might be easy against an inspired Alina Svitolina. She'll have so much on her mind, of course, which might just help Mukova a little bit. It has been a terrific run, starting with that 2-hour, 6-minute victory against Sakkari, 7-6, 7-5. Then she saw off Nadia Podoroska, who of course had a fantastic run here 2 or 3 years ago, won that 6-3, love 6-6-3. Very strange second set. Arina Kamelia Begu was her victim in round 3, 6-3, 6-2. And then, of course, she beat Elina Avanasyan, 6-4, 6-3. So she has dropped just that one set, the bagel set, against Podoroska. No sets dropped today against Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, so we know the identity of the first of our semi-finalists. She said she didn't know when Svitolina.
That's funny. She didn't look at at the schedule. She actually has probably in her team saying, "Hey, you're playing first match on. Let's get ready. Let's be on court and on site early enough to practice. Get yourself ready for this match." And you know, that's the beauty. I mean, and again, you know, Muchová from the Czech Republic, another player from the Czech Republic. It's like, how is, I mean, this is the school of thought. If I was a federation right now, a tennis federation anywhere in the world, I would beg to go to the Czech tennis and find out what are they doing. Mm-hmm. It's constant for years, for decades. They keep producing players one after the other, better than the other. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And thanks to, obviously, the Martina Navratilova, who started this, you know, as a Czech player to begin with, obviously went into getting the American naturalization and defecting, which was one of the biggest story at the time, you know, and a difficult time for Martina and what she had to go through in life, which she's going through different things, different fights these days, and winning them, as she said. I wouldn't use the term she said, but I something serve and volley this disease. And she did.
Of course, you're referring to the cancer scare, the second time that she's had to deal with cancer, right?
She had with two. You know, she makes a joke of it. She said, you know, I had to beat Chris Evert. I had to have two at the time when she had one, you know, and she had one before. So she's beating Chris Evert for three times, which is not a place where you want to beat your opponent for sure. But Martina's, you know, sense of humor, of course. So both of them are well, and that's the only thing we are...
She's going for a checkup, I think, in about 3 weeks, and hopefully they'll tell her that all the treatment, which seems to have gone extremely well, has done the job. So congratulations to Martina, who's working here on television.
And Chris, of course.
And Chris, too. They're two fantastic fighters, brilliant players, and they've shown their fighting instincts away from the court, just as they did for so many memorable years on it. Now, I can tell you that Buzkova and Cerebes Tormo, at the centre of a storm in the last round of the women's doubles, have lost to Medicar, Martinez and Perez. 7-5, 6-3 just moments ago on court Suzanne Longlen. Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula will be in doubles action shortly on Simone Mathieu against Bondar and Minen of Hungary and Belgium. All the latest scores, the results, available via the website and indeed the official app. Lots of junior matches taking place at the moment. There'll be other doubles matches as well. And shortly, out here on Court Philippe Chatrier, we will have Alina Svitolina against Arina Sabalenka. And I just wonder what sort of atmosphere you're expecting for this match here on Chatrier. Not just because of who the two players are and the situation, but everything else that's swinging around at the moment.
Well, I think that's, you know, it's going to be a very good welcome to Alina Svitolina, just knowing that, you know, she's got the French crowd behind her because of, you know, obviously being married with Gaël Monfils, that just had a little daughter, Skye, who's here. They've been doing, you know, parents' duty on and off every other day, you know, who's taking care of who. Right now, it's more or less Gaël who's taking care of Skye a lot because she's still playing and she needs to make sure that she's plenty of rest, plenty of sleep to be able to perform the best possible. But remember, only one player won Strasbourg and Roland Garros back-to-back, which was very difficult to do with Krejcikova, and she's on the verge to have a chance. She still have a chance to do this and repeat. I think that's she has a viable chance in this tournament. You can't, you know, you can't not think that she doesn't have a viable chance. I mean, it's going to be a very difficult task, obviously, with Sabalenka, who is absolutely pounding that ball. And if she is able, Sabalenka, in this match to just, you know, be consistent enough, she's going to blow away, I think, Svitolina. Although Svitolina, we know, one of her force, movement. And, of course, determination, never gives up. So, you know, it's going to be the balance again of enforced versus, you know, winners, especially from Are you tired of you looking at me? And I was like, when is she going to finish that sentence?
Because
you want to say something. I can feel it.
No, I'm just aware that we're going to hear from Alina Svitolina, and then the players are coming out onto court soon.
Go.
So it's just timing, Sophie. But what you're saying is music to my ears. I could listen to you all day.
Well, we're going to switch, too.
We're going to switch.
So
we're done.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Hopefully, we'll be
Squeak
back again tomorrow.
I hope your little cat, whatever, and grenouille in your throat.
Thank you very much.
Frogs in your throat is better. Until we meet again,
until,
Marcus. That was
Adama.
Again.
A lot of pleasure.
Time.
A lot of pleasure and fun. Right. Thank you. That's Sophie Amiak. When we return here in a moment, the Empress will be joined by Lady Eleanor. But as we get ready for this titanic tussle between Alina Svitolina and Arina Sabalenka, it's a good moment to hear what Svitolina has